This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome in our man, Steelers reporter Jeff Hathorn from Radio at 93.7 The Fan. He covered the game. He's going to cover the workouts or whatever the schedule is moving forward. Good morning to you, Jeff. How's everything?
Good morning, gents.
Give us the timeline on, now it's being reported, widely reported, that Bud Dupree's ACL is torn, is shredded, is all messed up. Give us the timeline on something definitive that you think will come down, and then when a plan will come into focus if they are to sign someone else. Can you give us that over the next couple days?
So I think Mike Tomlin will probably make that announcement today. I don't think they will, it's been out there enough that I think Tomlin will say that, and he'll say next man up, as he is wont to do. And then Highsmith gets the next chance. They've got a couple of guys on their roster, including Ole Adeney and Jay Elliott, that could play that position. It's just going to mean a lot more attention to TJ. And, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for somebody. And they've had Robert Spillane stepped up. Will somebody else step up defensively?
Well, is that somebody simply Highsmith? Is it an amalgamation of Highsmith and Adeney, or how do you suspect they'll parse out those snaps, Jeff?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I don't think they're going to put Highsmith out there majority of the time, although, you know, they feel like he's earned snaps. You can't make up for the experience of a Bud Dupree and the relationship he has with TJ Watt and, you know, all the information and all of that with two younger guys, but they're going to try their best to do it. And, you know, when you get Stephon to it and you get a healthy D-line, that helps a lot too and should create opportunities. The thing is, I mean, I hear this argument all the time, you know, well, if you're going to beat the Chiefs, you got to get pressure on their quarterback. And if you don't have Bud Dupree, that's going to hurt that.
Hey, Jeff, another thing is, you know, Highsmith has shown flashes. Denny's been hurt, it seems, more often than not, which has slowed his development. But as good a shape as these guys might be in, are they in the kind of shape to all of a sudden be playing, you know, 70, 80% of the snaps when they're used to playing only a handful per game?
That's a great question. I would say this, they're fresh. So, you know, they don't have the wear and tear that Bud had over the course of a season. And, you know, I think they would want to rotate guys for these next through few games, even if Bud were healthy, just because of playing 3-12. I think if you rotate those two guys, they're professional athletes, and they've had enough downtime that I think they would be fine even in this situation. And who knows what's to come in the next few weeks as far as what the schedule is going to look like.
Follow us on Twitter. That's where we are, 937 The Fan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Jeff Hathorn joining us here. Any common theme with the drops that you can find? Like, when you start to look at it, a drop is a drop, I guess, but is there something that was different? They have different gloves on. Was there something with the weather, with the ball? Did Ben allude to anything, Jeff? Is there anything that veins through them?
No, Ben took the blame for some of it, and I could look at maybe two passes that he could have thrown better that ended up being, you know, what would be considered drops. The one, the deep ball, if he throws that more inside, it's not a tough play. Johnson catches it in stride, and they don't have that jump ball situation. But it's been something that's plagued them all year. I mean, going into the game, they're fourth in the league in drops. So it's not something that one night, well, you know, the ball was wet or it was cold. And I've seen that excuse out there that, oh, you know, it was a cold night. Well, that's not an excuse in the NFL. They've got to be better. You kind of knew Eric Ebron was going to drop a few. That's his history. Deontay Johnson has had a history of dropping some passes as well, making some unbelievable catches, but dropping a few as well. The guy that what I thought was interesting post-game is how Ben singled out James Washington and how he needs him and wants him on the field more. If you look at the snap counts, Washington, three of the last four games, has been out there for less than 20% of the snaps. That's one thing I think you'll see changed. He says Washington's hungry. Of course, he made that great catch on third and six that kept that final drive going.
Jeff Hathorn with us after covering the Steelers' win over the Ravens yesterday at Heinz Field. What do you think the work week looks like, both leading up to the Washington game on Monday, Jeff, and then it'll be a little bit more typical, I would think, with a six-day span until the Buffalo game?
Yeah, so they're off today. The players are. Tomlin will speak, obviously, at noon, and then they'll work Friday in a somewhat normal practice. I would imagine they're going to give a lot of the veterans off, so it'll be like a typical Wednesday. And then Saturday they'll practice again, and that will be their Friday practice. So they really won't have any full practice because they're likely going to give a lot of guys off on Friday, which would be Wednesday. And then Saturday, which would be Friday, is normally not a heavy practice. So basically, they're not going to practice a lot. They're just going to do a few walkthroughs to try to get ready for a Washington team that's had a few days jump on them.
Jeff, I actually took the trouble to kind of estimate this and add it up. I've probably been at or heard Mike Tomlin speak to the media about, over 800 times since he's been the Steelers coach. And yet, I had never heard him quite like he was last night, certainly under those circumstances. You know, not even the famous unleash hell in December, which ironically followed a loss to the Ravens. Did you sense a different kind of Mike Tomlin and frustration and everything else?
Yeah, there definitely was, because, you know, he was taking little shots at the media for our comments about the run game. He'd throw a little shot, now you guys don't have to talk about the run game, or now you guys won't talk about Chris Boswell, or now you guys – I've heard it that, and that annoyance in his voice towards media or towards outside opinions of his team. And I was wondering what he was going to do, because there were two ways he could go. He could come out and say, listen, we're undefeated. It was a crazy week. We found a way to get it done. Or he could have done what he did, which I thought was awesome. That, you know, he admitted that they have issues. He didn't sugarcoat any of it. He didn't let anybody off the hook. If I'm a player for him, I appreciate the honesty and know, you know, hey, we've got work to do. None of this, we found a way to win stuff. We've got serious problems, and if we don't get them fixed, we won't be undefeated for long.
Jeff Hathorn joining us. Okay, I asked Ed Bouchette this very same question. I don't know if anybody knows the answer to this. I want you to take a stab at it. Is Terrell Edmunds good or not?
I think Terrell Edmunds plays a tough role because of all the movement in the defense. I don't think he's great, but I think he's solid. I do. I mean, I know that maybe the numbers don't look huge, but I think he does a role that gets underappreciated because of all the movement that Minka does. I think there are times that other safeties that played with Troy that didn't get enough credit because they had to do their job, sacrifice their stats probably, because of all the things that they allowed Troy to do. And I think Terrell is somewhat in the same boat with those guys. I'm not saying that Minka is Troy, but I'm saying they do give him some flexibility to make some of those plays. So I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's great. I think he's been good. I think he's been solid. I mean, they need a guy to play that role, and I think he's done it pretty well this year.
Jeff, are we still making too much about the run game?
Ha-ha. No, because it lights up our phone lines. I think this. They're not going to have a run game, but they need a run game where you're going to look at it and say, wow, that's a great run game. What they need is they just need to develop a threat of a run, just enough to make play action work. If they can do that, maybe we saw a little glimpse of it at the end, but again, it's against a team of a lot of backups with Baltimore, so I'm not – going to take a ton from what Benny Snell did at the end of the game. Here's how I look at it, and I was making this comparison last night. I look at the Steelers running the football as the heyday when Pitt basketball was going, and they were getting in the NCAA tournament every year, and you said, you know what, free throw shooting and 3-point shooting are going to end their season. And you can look at it and say, oh, yeah, but look at how they rebound. Look how physical. Let's just enjoy this ride. But you knew in the tournament that they were going to get hurt by that. And eventually, every year they did. And I worry about that same thing. The Steelers are rolling. They've got all this going on. But if they can't get a run game going, I think they'd meet the same fate.
So when's that going to happen? Because it seems like, you know, I know Tomlin says, at least he didn't say they're going to unleash hell, but, you know, he said we're going to fix it for Monday or whenever it is we play, taking a shot at the, you know, the schedule and stuff like that. Right. But when do you see this actually coming to bite the Steelers? Will it take till the playoffs, or is it going to happen sooner?
Well, to be fair, I mean, they're without Pouncey, who's key to that offensive line. They were without James Conner, their top tailback. And they have had 100-yard games this year, a couple against decent teams. So I think it's in there. I just don't think – I don't like the way that they leverage the line, meaning they need to get their hands on the ground to get better leverage to run block. So I don't think the line is just horrible. I don't think the scheme that they use is great for that. Now, it's great for pass blocking, and you don't want to get in a situation where you're tipping your hand on every play. So if you know a hand's in the dirt, they're going to run it, and if they're not, that they're going to throw it. I just think if they can get something, get some kind of threat, then that will be enough. And then you ride out and see what happens. They're a really good football team, but they're going to face some, you know, obviously some serious challenges in the postseason. You're looking at a Tennessee team that's still really good, and obviously Kansas City.
Last thing for you before we let you go, Jeff. Is there? We saw Williamson in the game a little bit more yesterday, a lot more yesterday. Is there started to be a view of these three games, because they're in a very short window, kind of as one, and jumbling them together and meeting out snap counts and charting out snap counts for different guys at different positions? Or is it truly you win this game, then you move on to Monday, then you move on to next Sunday? Like, how have they started to look at the marathon and not a sprint situation?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And I think, you know, yes, they take every game as its own, and they game plan for individual games. But what you saw last night, I think, was him trying to keep Spillane and, you know, give Williamson some time and give Spillane some rest. And I think part of the reason that Tomlin was so annoyed, like a lot of us thought going in, man, you get that early lead, you can mix in some other guys and give these starters a rest. And he was never able to truly give the starters the rest he wanted. And I think that's what made him as annoyed as anything, is if they put their foot on the gas and blow them out in the first half, that they could have played some other guys in that second half and had some valuable rest for the starters. But unfortunately, they just played mostly horribly, and they weren't able to do that.
Jeff Hathorn, our man. Jeff, we thank you so very much. Hardest working man in journalism, along with Jim. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there thanks, he Jeff. Is, Jeff Hathorn. Bye now is right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.